something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh, what's your Twitter?
At Josh Wolf Comedy.
At Josh Wolf Comedy for your dates, too. It's
comedian
joshwolf.com. Funnybonomaha.com this
Instagram,
weekend.
Instagram, you got it. Instagram.
Josh
account.
Wolf Comedy.
Yeah. Does he ever?
Yeah.
Very active.
All 16 sunglasses?
Yeah, yeah. No, you'll see all of the sunglass variations. And I was going to ask you before I get into the story.
Right.
Have you found any new rock bands that you like?
I like the Struts.
Me too, a lot.
Yeah, they are my favorite new two rock. And Todd got to see him. I haven't seen him, so I'm kind of pissed at him.
I really like. How were they live?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like them. Do you like Rival Sons?
Yeah, I like that kind of music too. That's perfect.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Good new rock.
I recently heard a band, and I haven't checked all of their stuff out, that sounds a lot like The Doors, called Luna Cruz.
No.
Psychedelic sounding.
I'm going to take a look at those.
Out of Jacksonville, Florida.
What about, there's a, like a... It, and I think they're generally in the Midwest, but it's just a heavy guitar band. They're called Hero Jr. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard the name. I haven't heard any music. They sound good. What do they sound like? Just heavy guitar stuff?
They're just a rock.
I like some soul in my music.
They're a rock
I like
and
some,
roll
yeah,
band.
I like some blues in my rock. Right? And I, like the you know, the GNRs, the Aerosmiths of the world. And
what about, how am I? Why is their name escaping my brain? Probably because there's still some THC in there.
Of course there is.
But they sound a little bit like Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
Oh, my
They're
God.
Amazing.
I
They're
saw Greta Van Fleet at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas about a month ago.
I saw him at the Viper Room.
At the Viper Room.
Oh. And because have you been in that? It's a tiny little.
I know. Who still owns that? Yeah. I mean, that was Rivers Club back in the day, in the early 90s.
It was Johnny Depp's club.
Oh, Depp.
I don't know
right,
if
Depp.
He still
River died
owns
there. Excuse
it.
Me. Okay,
he might have drank it in wine. Yeah, I heard some. But yeah, so those are the bands.
Yeah. Some of the newer stuff I do. Yeah.
I really like Rival Sons.
Yeah, they're a good band. Yeah.
Have you seen either one? Have you seen them live?
No, I haven't seen Rival Sons live. Did you see Rival Sons live, Puss?
No,
I thought you did.
I saw him open up for somebody.
Yeah, I was going to say you did. Yeah. Who was it?
Who was that?
Yeah.
The same reason Josh can't.
I did. I saw him open up for somebody.
Do you need to put my lady shades on? By the way, that's the best stoner's laugh I've ever heard in my life.
I saw him open up for somebody.
I saw him open up. Are you sure? Nah, I could have been in my living room. Yeah. I don't know. I was.
Don't smoke pot.
Not listening to you.
I know you're not. Well, he saw them. But
they They were great.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I knew beforehand that I was going to go see them.
Yeah.
So I remembered afterwards that that's who I had seen.
That makes no sense. That's the highest sentence anyone's ever said. Yeah. I knew before I was going to see him, so I remembered afterwards that I had just seen.
You're talking to a like-minded dude right there.
Yeah. I mean, I understood what you said because we're on the same wavelength. No, everybody else at home was like,
speaking of forgetting stuff on stage, what'd you do?
Oh. So before I made my move, I was living on the East Coast.
Right.
And I was making my move to, I was going to go start doing stand-up in Seattle.
You're a Massachusetts guy. Did you have the accent?
No, I never had the accent.
Okay. Because you weren't from Boston, right?
Western Mass.
So, Western Mass doesn't have the accent?
Not really.
Not really. I didn't think so. Got it.
But my parents had moved to upstate New York. And I'd gone back after college, and I wanted to figure out a way to get
from. What was your undergrad? You told us before.
Communications.
What school?
Oh, Trinity.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I was the Jew.
Yeah. I was going to say. Yeah, you had to be the Jew. Yeah.
There were people there who had never met a Jew who was like, they were like, okay.
Well, it's a Catholic school, isn't it? Yeah, of course it is. Trinity.
Yeah. So I go into this bar in New York, upstate New York, and I'm looking for money. I just need to get from New York. I'm going to start doing stand-up in Seattle.
Right. Seattle first. You want to try it there.
Yeah. And so I had a guitar for maybe 2 months at the time, 3 months. And I walked into this bar, and behind the bar was a stage, and there was a stool. And, you know, it was inside the bar area, right? And I said to the guy, because I thought he was doing stand-up. And at that point, I'm hopping on any mic, doing anything. It didn't matter to me. My second gig ever, I was 17 years old, they hid me in a department store window, and they put a microphone in the mailbox out front. And so this is back when people, you know, nobody was doing this every week.
Right,
and
I hid
and I talked to people from the mailbox. I had an older couple convinced that I was trapped in the mailbox.
Oh, perfect.
And they were flagging people down.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
you mean the speaker was in the mailbox?
Yeah, speaker was in the mailbox.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm trying to just figure out a way to get over to Seattle to start doing stand-up. So I'll do anything. And I see the stool and the mic, and I ask the guy, I go, hey, you do stand-up here? He goes, nah. I go, what's going on here? He goes, we do acoustic guitar. And I was like, huh. And he said, but our guy just left to go to L.A., so we're kind of out. And he goes, do you play? And I was thinking, yeah, I've had a guitar for a couple months. I could fake my way through this. And I said, sure. I go, how long are you going to do? He goes, 2 hours. I said, yeah, I can do that.
2 hours?
And he said, I said, I can do that.
How many chords do you know at this point?
I knew C, D, and G.
Did you know any, everybody, do you know any complete songs?
I knew C, D, and G. So I said to the guy, he goes, when can you start? And I told him, and I thought to myself, well, I need to get a little better.
Right.
So I told him, I said, I'm gigging for the next 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
I said, can I come in a month? He said, absolutely. So month later. Now, this was back before the internet where I could just Google GCD songs.
Right.
Right? So I went out and I went to music stores and I needed sheet music.
Right.
And I was like, okay, here's my plan. I'm going to show up 5 minutes late. I'm going to end 5 minutes early.
Right.
That's an hour 50.
Right.
I'm going to tell stories. I'm going to use this to get better at stand-up.
Right.
I'm going to tell stories about why I picked this song beforehand. I'm going to sing the song, and then afterwards, I'm going to tell the funny story relating to the song.
Can you sing?
I can sing.
Carry a tune.
I can't play.
Got it. Oh, yeah.
Right? So at that point, I knew 6 songs.
Got it.
And
example. What one?
Here's the hardest song I knew how to play was Freebird.
Got it. On acoustic.
Right?
Even the lead at the end?
No lead. Oh, no just, lead, man.
Just a short acoustic version of Freebird.
Let me tell you something. I knew Freebird, but my F, I wasn't playing the bottom 2 strings.
Right, got it.
Because I couldn't figure out how to push them down at the same time.
Right.
So, but I got 6 songs.
Right.
And then I go out and I find 8 more GCD songs.
Right.
And Freebird was the only one that wasn't GCD. Mm-hmm. And I have the sheet music, and I'm like, okay, I'll bring the sheet music up. I can play... This is now I can play 14 songs, and I'll figure it out. 14 songs plus stories plus 10 minutes shaved off beginning and end. That's an hour 50. I'll get out of there. So I get up on stage. I show up with all the sheet music. And I go, do you have a stand? And he goes, no, clean stage, man. He goes, and he said to me, he goes, do you need?
Yeah, sheet music.
Do you need the sheet music? And I was like, no. He goes, yeah, because I don't, if you know sheet music, we can't have you up there. I needed the $250
because
I need to get across country. And I was like, okay. So I'm down to 6 songs, but I got stories, and I'm gonna space it out,
right?
So I get on stage and I get up there and I start to talk into the mic. I go, hey everybody, and I sit down. I go, my name's Josh. Funny story about how I got this gig, and the guy goes to me, hey man, he goes, you're not the entertainment, you're background. No talking.
Oh,
just music.
You're just acoustic guy. Yeah.
So I got 2 hours and 6 songs. So I start with Freebird, right? And I'm terrible.
Yeah.
If anybody in here plays guitar knows, I've been playing now for maybe 4 months.
Yeah.
And
at this point.
And so I go in, and at the end of the 6 songs, I just start Freebird again.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody's really paying attention to me.
Yeah.
So, but the second time around the 6 songs, you can see people start to look at each other like, did he just
do that?
I finished those 6 songs again.
Okay.
How much time?
Went right back into Freebird.
You're still getting straight faced, too.
So I just go right back into Freebird.
Hopefully the crowd switches out.
This is when they start to realize, this dude is playing Freebird for the third time. Right? And it starts to get comical. So
God, I wish that audio you doing acoustic Freebird.
I'm now through the third way through. As I start Freebird for the 4th time, the people in the crowd start making bets because now they know the 6 songs about what I'm going to play next.
So I start to mix up the next 5.
I start to mix up my set list.
Yeah, you do.
And people are betting each other and all this stuff, and they're starting to scream. They know the 6 songs.
Yeah.
So they're starting to scream out requests.
So the first
and at one point, some dude screams out, "Freebird!" I'm like, "I got you." Oh man, so I people were singing along. They were shouting. I played Freebird, not kidding, 13 times. And it was one of the best shows of my life.
That's funny. Yeah.
I thought for sure this dude's going to hire me back
right,
next week.
Right.
I'm the sixth song.
Yeah, sixth song master. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I ended the show and I go,
do you remember all six songs? What were they?
It was one okay. It was Freebird. It was Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Obviously. Okay. No, I'm an Eagle fan, but that's a strum. That's the chord. That's the chord.
Yeah, it was Peaceful, Easy Feeling. Guys, I don't remember all six of them. Those are the two I remember because I played them the most.
Yeah.
Because and for the first couple sets, you played them in the exact same order?
The first three, the exact same order. And then when they started to gamble on me, I was like, we'll mix this up. And we had so much fun. I got standing. People cheered.
Oh, they probably just playing along then.
They were having so much fun.
And you did get paid.
Well, I said to the dude after the show, I go, pretty great, right?
Right.
You know, like, we're doing this again next week, right? He was like, don't come in here again. I was like, what? He goes, you played six songs for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I said, the crowd loved it. He goes, I hated it. I hated it. And I'm not paying you $250 for six songs.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He paid you anything?
$75 and free food.
Chump.
Yeah. Well, you had a good night.
Yeah, it was a good night. But and you know what? I know how to play Freebird. So if you come to the show tomorrow night. I can guarantee you I'll play. I went and saw Biz Markie one time. And
don't brag.
The guy came over. He goes, you want to go see Biz? I go, yeah. I go, hey, this was his one of the guys who worked for him. And he was like, yeah, he'd like you to come over and see a show. I go, great. I said, but listen, man, I'm coming over late. If I miss Just a Friend, I don't want to go see it. He goes, no, don't worry. He plays it three times during the show.
Yeah.
He plays it at the beginning, he plays it in the middle, and he plays it at the end. He's like, you're going to hear it two more, so people stick around for it.
Oh, my God.
But if you were Biz Markie, you'd play.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't go to the show, but you're right.
What would be your guilty pleasure?
Oh, guilty pleasure?
What would be the concert you wouldn't want anybody to know you went and saw?
You know, God, there's a bunch, probably.
I don't know. I wish I were embarrassed about it.
Yeah,
anything.
You know, the word guilty pleasure means that you had a good time, and somebody might not understand why you like them. I get that. I know what you're trying to say. And,
for me, Miley Cyrus is 100%. If you said Miley Cyrus is playing tomorrow night, you want to
see, I wouldn't know any of her songs, so that wouldn't be a guilty pleasure for me.
You should YouTube her singing Led Zeppelin in concert.
I know she can sing. I'll give you that.
She's blowing it.
She totally can sing. I get it. But I mean, I don't think she'd be my guilty pleasure. Probably somebody a little older than that, obviously.
What about Backstreet Boys?
No, I said that whole scene missed us because I wouldn't want to see that.
I was working Top 40 Radio when New Kids on the Block.
Your guilty pleasure sucks so far.
Were a thing.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, so I kind of had to go to that show.
Yeah,
go ahead and say it like that. I had to go.
But I enjoyed it.
My butthole tangled and I need to get tased.
Probably some crooner, somebody like that.
I was going to say some 70s soft rock guy.
Some crooner, probably somebody like that. That you would
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yeah. Well, not him so much. I mean, I love Tom Jones. I actually saw Tom Jones in Vegas. My mom was a big fan when
Did you throw your
kid.
Panties up there?
No, I didn't, but I was about to. I do love Tom Jones. But he didn't need mine.
Yeah,
he needed my panties.
He's a good Tom Jones.
Yeah, I mean, he's brilliant.
Paul Anka? Would you go see Paul Anka?
Something like that. Probably more of a crooner situation.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Paul
Anka's still alive. Right. Yeah.
I put him in the the Paul Anka, Wayne Newton.
I'd have to think more about that, but of course, there's a bunch of guilty. But I'm like Todd, though. I'm not really embarrassed by it. I mean,
no.
I listen.
I don't mean embarrassed.
I know what
like,
you mean. I know exactly what you mean. I just can't think.
You guys, unlike our buddy Tony Bases, don't get dragged to a show by your wife.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't enjoy together. My
wife likes good music, so I'm not. I only bum out about
that. Or we just don't go.
Yeah.
Would you go to like a Cyndi Lauper concert?
Cyndi Lauper would have been great. I might even have seen her back then. We're older than you, so I might even have seen Cyndi Lauper. The 80s to me are not really guilty pleasures because those bands were all huge when I was that age.
Yeah.
I was a younger guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were just bands I saw, you know? So I know what you're trying to say.
I saw Cher this year. I saw
that's a good guilty pleasure,
Tom
right
Jones.
There.
Yeah.
I'd say Cher is a good guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's a great guilty pleasure. I saw her live when I was a little kid. My parents took me to see Cher.
When you see Cher, would I be surprised how many songs I know?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that one of those concerts where you would be surprised?
She does her 70s set and her newer stuff.
In every elevator you step into,
she's got a ton of hits.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess that she would be. One of those where you're like, oh, I know this song.
You should do a whole set of Cher next time you're at that club. You've 2 hours of
you know who's like
Josh
that to
Wolf
me?
Done Cher.
Train.
Yeah, Train.
Every now and then I'm like, oh, I know this.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Train? Like, yeah. Oh, they have a bunch of...
Yeah, they got a bunch of hits.
A bunch of hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I would go see... Maybe I'd go see Train.
No, Pat Monahan used to front a Zeppelin tribute band.
Really?
And I've heard like they do covers of...
That guy can wail.
Yeah,
he does a great cover of Ramble On.
Really?
And mixes it with the Lou
Reed's Walk on the Wild
Side. They do have a bunch of
hits. They have a bunch of hits.
Yeah, it's a medley of Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side and Zeppelin's Ramble On. And I've seen it on YouTube, and it's great.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to... You know, we're going down the rabbit hole tonight.
Yeah.
We'll have to give that one a Google.
You got your guitar. Yeah.
I bet if you and I went to a Britney Spears or Katy Perry concert, we would know more songs.
No, not Katy Perry. I think the only
Pink.
Person.
We would know more songs.
Pink,
than we
would. Pink, you would.
Pink is. I'd rather see Pink before any of those bands.
Me too.
Any of those.
I hear she puts on a great.
She's an acrobat.
Yeah.
My wife went to that show.
A couple of her songs are good. I mean, I'd see her before I see any.
She's
of that
got
crap.
An actual band
I like
on stage too.
Katy Perry.
And she has a Cirque du Soleil kind of performance too.
Yeah.
Did
it's
you say Hanson?
No, but they...
Oh, you said and she. Okay, yeah. I was going to say Hanson, Cirque du Soleil. They've really branched out.
I think Hanson's actually coming to town later this year.
I've heard that.
People that like all
this
stuff.
I think they're back out on the road.
They got big followers.
Yeah.
They got a lot of followers.
What?
Yeah,
Hanson. I'm pretty certain I saw Hanson was coming to town.
Don't pretend like you're not on their website all the time.
Hey, don't call it out on
sure
the air.
I'm sure that I...
Hey, they're more than Umbop. They really are.
No, they're not.
They put a bunch of albums since then, and they got fans that
I
like all their
they
stuff.
They write their own songs and play their own instruments.
That
I
don't know. Means a lot,
I usually like just good music. You know?
I'm with you on that
But
one.
It's also subjective, but I like to say it's not. I like to tell people their music sucks. Not the band, but your taste.
Greg, did you see Rival Sons?
I tell
open?
My kids that all the time. That stuff sucks.
Did you see them open for the Black Keys?
No, I saw them open for Sabbath.
Oh. Sabbath,
oh,
that's right.
What?
Hold on, I was at that Sabbath show. No, I didn't see Sabbath this time around.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. I saw Ozzy.
Yeah.
How
I wanted to see
he
Sabbath.
He
couldn't
now?
Do it.
Well, he is going out on tour again. He had postponed it, and he has rescheduled it now.
But how is
Did you
he
Google
live?
That forever to figure out who you saw it with?
No, push told me.
Don't smoke pot.
Push told me.
He really
in case
did.
He didn't tell you.
I did. I sent him a text. Oh, Rival Sons over.
Yeah, I looked it up. And I was right, by the way. Hanson's in town in like 3 weeks.
All right. Where are they playing?
A place downtown.
My house.
Yeah. The Wintry Mix Tour.
My house.
What size place is Hanson playing now?
That's about 1,500 people.
1,500, yeah.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
I get the old MILFs going to see him. Not just MILFs now. I shouldn't call them old MILFs.
No old. L.A. dates. Sorry, Josh.
All right.
Yeah, that's all right. Why do you think I'm here this weekend?
That's right. FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh just Wolf. In case Hanson's here.
Just in case they show up early to
yell Freebird tonight, please. Please yell Freebird tonight. Or sometime this weekend when you see Josh Wolf at the Funny Bone, yell Freebird.
If you come to the late show, I'll play whatever
I
can remember.
Here we go.
I might be.
I think I'm going to stop in Saturday night. I will yell Freebird.
And if
nobody does, I'm going to yell it.
I'll go with the peaceful, easy feeling.
Nailing both of those. We're going to bring it home. We're going to really bring the energy this week.
I can't wait.
Tyler,
Freebird.
Thanks for those Josh Groban tickets.
Not when you see him.
Michael Bublé.
No.
Yeah.
Warrior Speed.
That stuff sucks.
And I'll meet you at the Shawn Mendes show.
Oh, there you go. No, that sucks too. All right. But Josh Wolf's a funny guy. See you in the night and all weekend. Josh Wolf. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Josh. But for tickets or, excuse me, events all over the country. For
Don't smoke pot.
ComedianJoshWolf.com.
He doesn't even have that to fall back on.
I drank some booze last night. Josh going to join us again tomorrow, and you're the feature.
And Sandy
Danza.
All right. And
you're going to love him.
Yeah.
You bring him along with you? He's your boy?
He's the best.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he'll have some surprises.
Thanks for coming
me.
Up, Josh. Good thanks to see you again, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Josh joins us tomorrow. Sandy, last name?
Danto.
Danto?
D-A-N-T-O.
All right, he'll be here tomorrow, too. We'll be back tomorrow. Download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. See you then.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.